I don't know if you were listening carefully, but there was a building. There was a building in that story. Can anyone tell me what the building was? What was it called? Does anybody know? I'm kind of looking over here. It was a temple, wasn't it? And I want to say sorry to everyone in the Tots corner because I've borrowed the foam building blocks. I've got them over here. Would anyone like to come and play with them and help me make a temple, please? I'd be really happy if you'd come and help me. It's not going to go very wrong if you don't. Thank you very much. Come on over. I'm going to put all these blocks on the table and see. Thank you so much, girls. Thank you. Got some boys coming as well. Excellent. I don't know how to do this in a tidy way. Shall we try and do it quickly and just see where they go? That kind of worked. So we've got a few on the floor and the step. Do you know what I mean when I say a temple? I know what. Let me give you another idea. Can you try and build a church building? Maybe a bit like this one. Can you have a go? Come on, everybody. Let's see if you can work together. I'm just going to say a few things whilst you do that. And I've got some Lego people from the story who, as we go along, we'll be adding into the temple. Okay, I'm just going to say a few things. Whilst you're doing that, let me know when you think you're happy with it and when you think you've finished. So I'm going to talk about waiting for the next few minutes, okay? There's different types of waiting. Does anybody like waiting to see the dentist? No. Somebody said, yeah. Do you? Is that because you get a sticker at the end or something? Okay. Yeah, I went to see the dentist last week. They gave me nothing. Well, a filling, but that's another story. Who likes waiting for their tea or their dinner or your lunch, whatever you call it? I love waiting. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? What about waiting for Christmas? Does anybody like waiting for Christmas? Do you? I like waiting for Christmas too, but I think it's hard because if you're excited about it, it can feel like it's a long time coming. I wonder, is anybody looking forward to the new year or new decade that's coming up? This temple's looking great so far, by the way. So none of us are looking forward to the new year or decade. Actually, a lot of us don't know what to do with ourselves in this really weird time between Christmas and New Year. I don't think we know what day it is, or am I the only one in that category? Some people are waiting for Leeds United to go back into the Premier League.
Me.
Yeah. You're my friend from Wednesday. You were wearing the Leeds top, weren't you? Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. Hopefully one day it will happen. But some things we have to wait for longer than other times, don't we? Maybe you've been on a journey and you've said, are we there yet? Or if you're a parent or grandparent, there's been a little one or two in the back and they've been saying, are we there yet? Does that resonate with anyone? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, we're not. We've only just left the house. Mary and Joseph may have asked this question. In our story today, Mary and Joseph travelled from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, which is a little bit like going from here to Pudsey, except they didn't have a car to go in. So they may have thought, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And next week, we're going to be thinking about the wise men who had an even longer journey. I wonder if one of those was saying, are we there yet? This is taking forever. Well, we have a temple and it's being made. And when it's finished, here we go. Who am I going to give this to? We've got a Lego Mary, because Mary always wears blue for some reason. None of us know why. But could you please put Mary in the temple, inside that wonderful building that's being made? And Joseph as well. Could you put Joseph in the temple? Thank you very much. And I don't know if you've got your Bibles open over there, but in verse 24, they had to sacrifice, it sounded like, two pigeons. And I've got Lego owls because I don't have any pigeons. Can I give these to you? And you can put them somewhere in the temple. Thank you very much. It was a huge building. And just like this. A bit bigger probably. But that's looking good. And when Jesus became an adult, he called the temple a house of prayer. It was a really special place where people went to worship God. And church buildings are a little bit like that. I think you might need to connect. That is a wonderful wall. You might need to connect it to the rest of the temple. Okay, we're going to see what happens. It's looking wonderful over here. In our story today, baby Jesus was in the temple being presented before God. That's a little bit like being dedicated. Has anybody here been dedicated? It means when you are a baby and when you come in with perhaps your mum and dad and they want to thank God for you and pray that one day you will be a follower of Jesus. Has anyone been dedicated or brought somebody to be dedicated here? Excellent. It's been good to see some dedications happening this year, and it would be good to see some more happening next. And if you've got your Bible open, verses 39 and 40 tell us that Mary and Joseph's prayers were answered. The prayers that they prayed when they presented Jesus before God in that temple, their prayers were answered as Jesus grew. If you read verses 39 and 40, you'll understand what I mean by that. We've got a PowerPoint, haven't we? And completely forgotten that. Let's just go. Can we skip to the slide, please, with Simeon and Anna smiling, if that's okay?
All in my temple.
We'll get there. Great, great work. You've connected that. Oh, we just need to connect this corner here. Oh, there's a chicken. Where did that come from? Oh, you're taking things out of my special tub. Well, this chicken is in case Mary and Joseph got hungry. I don't know what they would have eaten, but we might need to put that in the temple. And I can see baby Jesus there. He needs to go in. But, I'm going to have to skip here. Yeah, that's okay. In the temple, they met a very old man. Oh, sorry. Can we go to the picture, please? There we go. Not the other one. That's the Lego people that's happening over here, just so you can see it from the back. This is Simeon and Anna smiling as they see baby Jesus and as the story unfolds. So they met an old man called Simeon, and the Lego character I've got, he's got a huge beard because Simeon was an old man. God promised him, you can see this in verse 26, God promised Simeon, the Holy Spirit spoke to Simeon and said he would meet Jesus, but he'd been waiting a long time, hence the big beard that he probably would have had. He must have thought, is he here yet? Is he coming yet? Still not here. Simeon had to wait. But the wonderful thing about waiting for God is that God always keeps his promises. He never makes mistakes and he never lets us down. So Simeon's wait was worth it. And if you look at verse 28, this is wonderful. He even got to hold the baby Jesus. How amazing would that have been? Do you think, oh, I love what you've done here. That is fantastic. Baby Jesus is on some kind of, what is it, a cot or a bed? Or
a cot.
A cot, yeah. Well, let's do that. I've got a challenge for you. Can you see if you can get Simeon over here to hold baby Jesus? I really struggled doing that. That's not going to happen, is it? Okay, I think Simeon wants to climb on the walls. Let's do that. He looks really comfy over there. Good things are worth waiting for. And I wonder what you're waiting for now. Are any of you waiting to go back to school? No? Do you want to go back to school? No. Okay. Is anyone waiting to go back to work? And are you looking forward to that, if that's the case? One person? Okay. Well, you know, I wonder what you're waiting for in your life. You might think I'm waiting for nothing. You might be waiting for something else. But actually, every single one of us is waiting for something, according to the Bible. And we are waiting for Jesus to return. It tells us in the book of Revelation that when Jesus returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Everything will be made new. And there will be no more of the things that we find so hard in this life. There will be no more death or pain or sickness or tears. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. But until that point, he doesn't want us... Mary's holding Jesus. That is so clever how you've done that. He doesn't want us to just sit and twiddle our thumbs. He's given us things to do. Simeon wasn't twiddling his thumbs. He wasn't fidgeting around with a fidget spinner or something. He was waiting to meet Jesus. And whilst he was waiting, he was worshipping God. Look how tall that is. That's fantastic. Can we connect these back bits? Try again. You're doing so well. So incredibly well. Much better than I did when I was trying to build a temple. I'll tell you that much. He doesn't want us to sit at home and twiddle our thumbs whilst we wait for Jesus to return. He's given us something to do. And if we look at the next slide, adults can read this, hopefully. It's a bit small. But I would love, you know, if you want to challenge me on this after the service, please do. But I think these are the two most important sets of verses in the whole Bible. I know that's a big thing to say. The Great Commandment and the Great Commission. Once we're following Jesus, these are the things that he has given us to do. To love God and our neighbour with everything we've got. And to go and do what Jesus taught his disciples to do. Baptising them, teaching them to obey. I don't think you can trump these verses, but if you think I'm speaking wrong, please talk to me at the end. I think they're so exciting. And I think that they're really inspirational. This is what we should be doing whilst we're waiting for Jesus to come back. And next year, there'll be some great teaching on some of this stuff. How we can do this. You've connected it. Great. I wonder if you can build up. Some bits are higher than others. Do you think you can try and make them a similar height? Do you know what I mean? Thank you very much. Just like that. Perfect. And we're not just to worship God in a building like this, it's with our whole lives, our everyday, at school, at work, in our homes, everywhere he calls us to be. Simeon was worshipping, and we can learn from him. And we can also learn from Anna. The Bible doesn't always tell us how old people were. Where's Anna gone? Yeah, we haven't met Anna yet, have we? She's the lady that's not Mary. Can we see her? Is she in there? She's there. She's in the black. She's got the long grey hair. Anna was 84 years old, which is quite an age, isn't it? Thank you. Do you want to play with Anna? Is anybody here 84? Or maybe you've just passed it or you're getting close to it? Respect to you anyway, if you are, because that is quite a good age. Anna wasn't just worshipping God and praying, she was fasting as well, which meant that she was going without food while she was praying to focus on God more. Fasting is something some of us could benefit from as a spiritual discipline, but also because of what we've eaten over the last few days. Like chicken, exactly. Where are you going to put that?
In my temple.
In your tum-tum. I think he might want some of that. Okay. Temple, sorry. In the temple. That's just my mind going to food. Anna had a close relationship with God, and we can learn so much from her. Not only did she worship before Jesus came, but she also told people the good news when she'd seen him. There's some destruction going on over here. It's looking good though. Keep going, keep going. Fantastic helpers over here. Anna met Jesus and had great news to share, and she went to tell people. We can read that in our passage that Rhoda read to us. And Anna is in that corner telling people the good news of what she's seen. Do you know, so many important people in the Bible had died without meeting Jesus. David, Noah, Moses, lots of important women as well. But God chose these two, Simeon and Anna, these humble, prayerful people, to have this wonderful privilege of meeting Jesus, which they're doing in this corner. I think all the characters are in that corner now, reenacting the story that we've heard. And what we can learn from Simeon and Anna, because they've been waiting a long time, is that good things are worth waiting for. And that God always delivers on his promises. Do you know, I had to wait for this temple to be built, and I think it's nearly finished. And I think you'll agree when you can see it, that my helpers have done a fantastic job in this corner, even though that bird keeps falling off the top. I think that bird's actually dead. I'm not sure if it would perch very well. Although it is actually standing quite well now, if I said that. Do you know, when we ask Jesus to be our friend, we learn that he doesn't live, that God doesn't live in temples anymore. He sends his Holy Spirit to live inside our lives. And that is amazing news. So sometimes when we call a church building like this God's house, that's not actually right. Because God lives in us. Although it is wonderful when we gather together and worship him, isn't it? Where's he gone? Is he? You don't want to drop him. You need to look after him, okay? And even better, than what I've just said, we don't have to wait. Nobody here has to wait to ask Jesus to be our friend and to come into our lives. We can do that today. If you would like to do that, just have a chat with me after the service. That would be wonderful. Good things are worth waiting for. Like when Jesus returns and he's given us great things to do while we wait. Why not today, because the service is nearly finished, why not go home knowing that you know Jesus? Why not go home ready to worship him and to share his love as life goes on? That is the end of the talk. And have we finished the temple?
No.
Well, I'm afraid. Okay, you can finish it then in the next song. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to sing The Steadfast Love of the Lord. Please. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, you're right. We're not going to sing that yet. That's just to get you excited. What we're going to do next is a prayer activity, and you will need your A4 paper. Please put your hand up if you don't have any, and I'll make sure that you get some. Thank you very much. This is a great prayer activity. Anybody else need one? Would you be so kind as to pass them on, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Maybe pass them that way. So I'm going to need Greg's help. Sorry to get you excited, worship group. What we're going to do in a moment is paper aeroplane prayers. You can only do this once upon a time, every now and then. And Greg is going to show us how to make a basic paper aeroplane. So if you need some paper, there's some paper here at the front, there's some paper being passed around. Over to you, Greg, just to show us how to make them, and then I'll explain what we're going to do. Thank you. We'll be ready to pray with our planes soon. First of all, I think it'll be wonderful to give a round of applause to all the people who've helped me to make the temple this morning. Thank you very much. I don't know if you can see, but Joseph is actually climbing the temple, which is quite cool. So if you've got your planes, I'm going to do a countdown and we'll throw them. This is a way of releasing our prayers. God knows what is written on your plane or drawn, if you've done a drawing. The idea is we will throw the planes once and then we will try to pick up somebody else's prayer so that we can take it home and we can pray for that person or thing or whatever it is. And later on, in the fullness of time, when you're all prayed out, we can recycle the planes. Okay? So going to do a countdown. It might help to stand up and we'll throw them. Try and throw it away from yourself so there's no chance of you getting your prayer back. And then try and pick up somebody else's prayer. Okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pray. Oh, quick, pick up someone else's and throw yours away. Okay, whilst you're picking up somebody else's prayer, we're going to sing The Steadfast Love of the Lord Never Ceases. This will be our final song, and we'll sing it twice.